Another FBI search, another Biden residence. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News agents are at President Biden's Rehoboth Beach, Delaware vacation home, searching for any classified documents after material was found at the Biden Wilmington house and at an old D.C. office from his time as vice president and maybe senator.
The big question, of course, is whether or not the president himself will weigh in on these latest developments. He's going to be on camera at least twice today, and he's been facing a lot of questions about how far he would be cooperating with the special counsel. Of course, this investigation still ongoing.
Fox's Mark Meredith at the White House. One of the times he might talk after meeting with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy discussing raising the debt limit to avoid a possible U.S. default. Republicans demand spending cuts attached to any increase. This as House Republicans hold two hearings this morning into Biden administration policies. Oversight Committee Chair James Comer is investigating.
The first step in examining the massive waste, fraud, and abuse in COVID relief programs.
Democrat Jamie Raskin counters that spending was vital when COVID hit.
Expanded unemployment insurance benefits and the PPP program, which empowered families and businesses to avoid economic collapse.
The other hearing focuses on border policy amid a surge that's a record of illegal immigration. Republicans are readying articles of impeachment to oust Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan tells Fox.
He's done a terrible job. I think it's been done intentionally. I don't see how any rational person can reach any other conclusion.
Impeachment, though, not expected to go anywhere in the Democrat-led Senate. One of the migrants stopped last week at the border was an Iranian national on the terror watch list, found being smuggled in a car trunk. There have been 136 people on that terror watch list stopped at the border this and last fiscal years. Tom Brady is passing on playing football anymore after 23 seasons and a record 7 Super Bowl wins.
I'm retiring for good.
Unlike last year when he quit, then unretired.
Thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me.
America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There's more trouble in the Middle East. Israeli media reporting in the last few minutes a rocket launch from Gaza was intercepted. This follows the visit this week from Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who held talks with both the Israeli and Palestinian leaders after deadly violence last week in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. There's more tension between the U.S. and Russia beyond the Ukraine invasion that led to American sanctions and billions of dollars in U.S. military aid to help Ukraine fight back.
The New START treaty came into effect in 2011. It sets a limit on the number of nuclear warheads the United States and Russia can deploy and the missiles, submarines and bombers used to deliver them. But the U.S. says Moscow is in breach by refusing to allow inspections on its territory. Russia suspended cooperation in August, blaming Ukraine-related travel restrictions, but insists it's still committed to complying with the treaty. Talks broke down in November, with Russia accusing the U.S. of toxicity and animosity. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
An ice storm has glazed over parts of the South, from Tennessee to Arkansas to Oklahoma to Texas, where there are 3 deaths reported in car crashes. FlightAware reports more than 2,100 flight cancellations, most of them to or from Dallas and Austin. And those icy conditions pushed back Tyre Nichols' funeral. It was supposed to start this hour in Memphis. Now it'll get underway at 2 p.m. Eastern.
Justice for Tyre.
Justice for Tyre.
That was Tyre Nichols' stepfather last night. This morning, That funeral comes after Nichols' death following a police beating.
Vice President Kamala Harris is expected to travel to Memphis this morning to attend the funeral at the invite of Nichols' mother and stepfather. We're told the vice president actually spoke with the parents yesterday for more than a half an hour about Nichols' tragic death.
Fox's Charles Watson outside the church on Wall Street ahead of an expected interest rate hike from the Fed. Selling. The Dow is down 330 points. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.